Oh, he sure is, sure is sounding good. Oh, yes, he is. Shut up, y'all. That's old love music right there. You know, old schoolers are feeling good now. They feeling mighty good. The artist of the week. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I had to get the fan out, Steve Cole. I had to get the old lady fan out. I was like, man, that's you know, that's nice.
Oh man, thank you.
Oh, how you?
Good to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Now that I'm talking to you and hearing the love ballad and everything, I'm all good.
get them every time.
Yeah. Oh Lord. Now see, you knew that. That's why you put that on there, right?
Absolutely. Come on, man. This ain't my first time, you know.
That's true. You pick the ones when you do the remakes to put on your projects. You seem to pick those straight up lovey-dovey songs. And that one is one. So many folk out there right now can be like, mm-hmm. Anyway, this week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week is absolutely no stranger to WFSK or to the Smooth and Contemporary Jazz audience. That is saxophonist Steve Cole. And he has been featured this hour, and we are delighted as can be to have his time with us today in the spotlight. Steve, how has it been going? I know you're quite busy. You got your new release out and everything entitled Gratitude. I know whenever you name an album Gratitude, there's got to be a story behind that. And I has to be. I mean, you know, because people get grateful either for survival, a loved one, a health, or, you know, they've had some reflection time. So I know that this is probably personal, but I'm in your business slightly. Because it's been a while since, you know, we heard from you and everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, the album is all about, you know, gratitude is much, you know, to me is much bigger than just kind of one thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of taking a look at everything and celebrating, you know, family and friends and colleagues, collaborators, artists, fans, everything. And, you know, sometimes things happen in your life where it just gives you a little jolt and says, you know what, you gotta take a step back and you mm-hmm. gotta be thankful. Mm-hmm. You gotta take the time mm-hmm. to realize that you know, there are blessings in life that you know, oftentimes go, you know, kind of, you know, maybe unnoticed, unappreciated. Mm-hmm. You got to shine a light on it, and that's what this record is all about. You know, we had a little bit of a curveball mm-hmm. in my family mm-hmm. with a loved one of mine that was going through some stuff. And the thing that was fascinating about and they're absolutely fine, and mm-hmm. that's due to just, you know, some amazing people who go to work every day to mm-hmm. save people's lives, you
oh,
know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know, you don't really, and it's a good thing, mm-hmm. you know, in your day-to-day life, you don't come in contact with them doing their job,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you're in it and you've got a, and you're in that moment and you're in their world, mm-hmm. You really, really start to appreciate that there are an incredible, you know, group of professionals that mm-hmm. that literally go to work every day and their whole life is about saving other people's lives, mm-hmm. comforting, providing support. And it really makes you kind of appreciate the fact that they're, you know, there are just marvelous people mm-hmm. who walk this earth, who do a service to everyone mm-hmm. every day, and they don't ask for much at all.
That's it. That's it.
And so that was a really interesting and kind of transformative moment for me, just to you know, to be part of that energy and part of that giving and a recipient of it, you know, as a family member, supporting another family member as they were trying to heal and as these people were working so hard to help to help them heal. And it was just marvelous. It was it's a wonderful kind of, you know, view of humanity. And I think that it just, you know, took, you know, the way that I can express that is through my music. And it really kind of, it really helped me, you know, make the music a lot more meaningful.
Yeah. Well, and see, as you were talking about each person's gift and gifting and bringing their gifts to the table, your instrumentation, your adaptation of music and presentation is like healing balm to people. So it's like a two-way street, darling. And just as many people call me up at the station and say, or send me an email here and say, such and such a song, I was in a grieving process or somebody was in the hospital or whatever, and they might have heard a such and such a song on the station, and they just wanted me to know that that was the appropriate song at that particular time, or, you know, so it does. I mean, it's universal. What you put out, you get back.
Absolutely. You know, we all got to just kind of use whatever gifts we have to do that and hope that it affects people in a positive way, you know?
Well, you have been using yours for quite some time now. You go way back to the old school days, back in the 90s and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I've been at this for a minute. And my first solo record came out in 1998.
Wow.
Which is hard to think about that was, you know, 21 years ago.
Well, but, you must have been a teenager then, right?
Yeah, just barely learning to drive. That's right.
Oh, wow. 21 years. That's fabulous. That is really fabulous. And you still have the ability, Steve, to you know, excite the fans to do a great performance and presentation on stages everywhere and bring fresh projects. So, I mean, you still, from the beginning to the present, you know, you're still working it.
We're trying to. I mean, I've been very fortunate that I think this new project is my eighth solo album. And I've been very, very lucky to have not only the support of great record labels for all these years, from Atlantic Records to you know, Warner Brothers, EMI, and now Mac Avenue and Artistry. You know, having that support system and you know, people who believe in you and who are willing to help you make these records and bring them to the public, but also, you know, just more importantly, just like, you know, I'm always, you know, I'm always surprised. It's like people still show up, and it's just like I'm so grateful. It's like, you know, I remember my first show, standing out and looking, you know, out the, you know, side of the stage and you know, out at the audience and hoping that people showed up. You know, that never goes away. I mean, you know, after all this time, people show up, but still, it's kind of like you never take that for granted.
No,
you know, the love and support of people who come to shows, who appreciate the music, that's never, ever lost and never taken for granted.
Well, that's good to know. That's really good to know. Because I do know that, you know, for you all that feel that way, you do realize also this is a business and you have to function in that. But you never know who it could be in the audience and needs to hear or be around what you're doing. You just do not know. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
So, having said that, I'm glad you're back on the scene with your new release, and remind the audience that Steve Cole, saxophonist, the bomb from way back, Steve Cole. Now, see, that wasn't even in your name. I just thought I would throw it in there.
I know. I'm going to use that.
Steve has been in our spotlight before, but it's been a while, and we're always happy to circle back and chat up with the people out there that make the music happen, and Steve definitely is one that knows how to bring it on that saxophone. And I think, Steve, this is probably going to be your, this is your third time, I think, being in our spotlight. So we're just always tickled to death to have time to have you back. I believe the first time we chatted with you was for Moonlight. And then in 13, you were back with Pulse.
Right.
And now we got you on Gratitude. So each one of your titles of your projects, are these expressive times? Are you, with the title, are you talking about periods that or experiences that you're going through at the time?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I always look at, you know, albums, you know, we use the word album all the time when we talk about photos, right?
Sure.
And a photo album is kind of this collection of memories, that this still life of who you are at a particular time, what you're doing, and you try to kind of document that and capture it. I think you know, albums and music are very much the same thing. And I look at an album of music at a particular point in time as reflective of kind of what's happening, you know, what's going on. And try to, you know, with instrumental music, I mean, not all of it has, you know, with the exception of a few things, I mean, that we put on our project, I mean, there's no words. So it's not entirely obvious, like, oh, yeah, I know what this song is about.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you got to paint a little bit of a picture, and I try to do that not only with the titles of the songs, but also with the titles of the collections of songs. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I would say with the cover, you know, you've got the burning circle on here, or the brilliance of it looks like that, and the gratitude. Mm-hmm. I mean, the simplicity and beauty of it speaks to the content of this, you know. I'm about to go poetic up in here today. I mean, like, what?
I know. Look what you're doing.
I don't know,
look
man.
Going.
Well, you know, I just feel there's a peaceful calmness. And, you know, you're funky, but, you know, there's a peaceful calmness with this project. So I just wouldn't like to tell you when I've got you. So you can hear it directly from the source. Now, let's get down to who's on the project with you, produced, wrote, and et cetera. Who's all that about?
Yeah, so my very, very good friend and longtime collaborator, David Mann, again, is the producer of this record. Mm-hmm. And he and I co-wrote many of the songs together. Mm. I wrote a few of them on my own, and Dave wrote some on his own, and then my good buddy Marcus Anderson dropped an incredible song at my doorstep as just like, hey man, I was thinking of you. I wrote this song. Here you go. Mm. And, you know, and again, that's exactly what I'm talking about with gratitude. You know, you have these people who you work with, who you become friends with, and then, you know, sometimes they surprise you in different ways, and Marcus is one of those cats who I've always been a huge fan of. I love his playing. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably the finest young saxophone player, you know, coming up. I really do believe that. And he's a phenomenal songwriter, and he's a deep soul. So, I mean, one day he just kind of dropped this on me. He's like, man, I was thinking about you. I wrote this song, man. I want, you know, if you want it for your record, it's yours. Like, how cool is that?
That's cool. That's
right?
Way cool.
You know,
that's what friends are for, you know? And remind the audience, when you get your project, it's number 8, that Steve is talking about right now, Can't Get Enough, written by saxophonist Marcus Anderson. You know, it's interesting that you all would be tight like that, and you both play the same instrument. You know, I like that a lot, that you know, you got respect for one another's talent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, Marcus has performed with Jeff and myself in the Sax Pack. We're both big fans of his. And he's a wonderful saxophone player, wonderful human being. He's got that wonderful festival he just started up in Asheville, North Carolina, which is just killing. So I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the dude.
Good. Excellent. Now, who else is on here with these keys and these drums and guitars and stuff?
Yeah. So, Ricky Peterson, my buddy, the great organ and keyboard player of Fleetwood Mac and John Mayer and David Sanborn and George Benson fame. He's actually my neighbor. And, well, you know, we live in the same town, let's just say. And so, and then Lamar Jones, bass player who I've been playing with longer than I care to admit. Kahari Parker, my another Chicago guy who I've been playing music with forever. Those guys are on it. A bunch of absolutely fine horn players from New York, Dan Levine and Trevor Newman.
Yeah.
Baron Schoenhardt on guitar.
Yeah.
Shown up on a lot of my projects. And a wonderful vocalist named John James, who's on a couple of these tunes as well, especially the tune you just played, Love Ballad. That's, John on vocals. Just an amazing cast of characters that I get to hang out with and make music with.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, you're from Chicago, right? Chi-Town?
Yep. Yep. Originally, yeah.
Okay. Are you still there, residing there, or you moved on?
I moved to Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
I'm in Minneapolis. I'm in the Minneapolis. I wanted to see how much cold I could stand.
So. I was going to say, you took your parka with you, right? I mean, and your gloves and hat.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I had to put another, couple of compartments of down filling in my parka.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get over here. But
definitely.
No, it's a great town. It's a fantastic music town. And I absolutely love it here. Yeah.
Well, can you, since that's the case, what's as far as the musical flavoring and stuff is concerned, and the genre, our genre, what do you see changes or differences, regional? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because, being from Chicago, I always thought that music just sounded like that, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but, and then, and you go to different areas of the country and you hear people's, there's different influences, there's different kind of cultures about how musicians come up.
Sure.
And every place has its own special sauce,
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis certainly has its own kind of thing. I mean, the Minneapolis sound, that kind of very, very distinctive, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Prince, that kind of, vibe going on. In Chicago, of course, very distinctive. New York, Los Angeles. When I go to London, I'm often just, blown away by like a very, very characteristic kind of neo-soul kind of funk vibe that goes on there that like you can't duplicate anywhere else in the world,
right, Right.
So, it's wonderful. It's actually really, really cool. DC has its own thing. And especially when you put musicians together from all these different influences and all these different kind of ways of coming up as a musician, that's when it really works,
Well, so do you, can the people tell? And, because you grew up in the Chi-Town sound and now you're in the Minneapolis sound. Is that what you have now as a combo going on?
I think it's like anything else. You pick up all these different things wherever you go.
Yeah.
It's like little flavorings. I can't say that I am, legitimately all about, Minneapolis sound out because, I didn't come up in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
But I've certainly been here long enough to have it kind of, permeate, my musical consciousness. But it's all mixed together with all these other things and all these other types of places where I've experienced music and artists who I've made a study of, and it just is it's like anything else. It's just got that little flavor, like a little extra that's in the vocabulary, so to speak.
Definitely. Well, being so we're here in a music city as well. we definitely, we like it hot and funky. Even though people like to say we only twang here, I'm like, I don't know what y'all listen to. But we listen to WFSK Jazzy 88. Well, we rock the house here, okay? So, I mean,
absolutely.
And they twang over it in Music Row. But, this is not Music Row. Nashville is I think of it as a collage of music, a palette, if you will, what a painter has, all the colors and flavors. That's what I see our city as. And, we're grateful to be Nashville's Jazz Station. And, Steve, we've long played your music and supported you and all the guys and gals and the ladies for so long. WFSK is blessed to be on the air playing jazz for 46 years.
And oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, we ain't playing. And
nope.
So we're long and strong, and our current format is smooth and contemporary, even though it started out being the more along the traditional sides and et cetera. But we straight up throw a little funk house in here. But I'm just being honest.
I love it.
Okay. And you know, it just goes with it. But we love having your music and having a relationship with you, and because it just brings it full circle here for us. Now, Steve, I know we got just a few minutes left before we wrap up. Do you you got some old history with Brian Culbertson, Mr. Chi-Town, too, don't you?
Yeah, Brian and I, we started playing together, I think, back in the early 90s. And talk about a cat who wasn't, you know, old enough to rent a car. We're on the road, and we were, you know, me and the guitar player were a couple of years older than Brian, and I think that the drummer and the bass player were a couple of years younger than him. And so we were the only ones who were old enough to rent a car. So we had to do that, and it was a lot of fun. We made some great music together, and he's definitely gone on to a fabulous career.
And
that's awesome.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, we're in good hands, you know, you and BC, you know, y'all got it. See, I got a nickname for him. That's how I feel about him. you guys are awesome, and we certainly appreciate all that you do. And give regards, please, to our friend Mr. Bud Harner.
Bud's awesome.
Yes, he is. I love him, just like relative. He was in Nashville recently, and you know, he made it a effort to come by and see me in his trip to Nashville. Yeah, because you know, we're friends a long time, and you know, he's a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told me when he makes his normal calls to me, he said, "You know, I got Steve Call." I said, "You know what? How much have I told you lately that I love you?" You know, because he gives me the heads up, you know. And
that's
yeah,
great.
He gave me the
that's
heads
great.
Up on you. I'm like, soon as I get it, boom, it's done. Neo Soul, when it came out, I'm like, done. And that was your lead. What's been the response to Neo Soul?
I think it's been great. It's a song that I wrote with David Mann.
Yeah.
It was one of the first things we wrote for the record, and it was a really great experience writing it, because it was one of those songs that kind of, you know, David had actually started thinking about the song many, many years ago. And the funny thing is that, you know, Dave and I have worked on almost every record I've made. So he brings this little snippet of a tune, right? Just a few bars that he kind of likes.
Huh.
And I listen to it, and I'm like, man, this is cool. We can make a song out of this. This is incredible. And he starts laughing, right? And I'm like, why are you laughing? He's like, I have this little 4-8 bars about 7 years ago when we were working on one of your previous CDs.
Wow.
And you were like, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's the vibe I'm going for, right? So he just thought it was funny that, like, 7 years later, he found this in the archives. He's like, just take a listen to this little snippet I think we can make a tune out of.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, all about it.
It had
it's
to,
funny
it,
how things go,
oh,
man.
Man.
It's really funny. You never know.
It had
but
to
that's
come full circle.
That's a great thing about a great producer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he knew that was a song I
yes.
should be doing.
Yeah.
And he just kind of was patient.
Yeah, he was. It had to come full circle when the time was right. And
right.
It really did. And speaking of that, lastly, 56083. Is that your phone number?
Yeah. Nope. Well, I'm going to give you and your listeners a little hint about what is up with that.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it away, but I'm going to give you a hint of what's up with it.
Okay.
So this song is actually kind of like, again, it's an expression of gratitude to a particular saxophone player.
Oh, wow.
Who has been a very, very important kind of figure in not only my musical development, but so many other musicians' musical development. He's an absolute, he's the blueprint, if you want to say that. He's the cat. So if you want to know who I'm talking about, all you got to do is Google that number.
Hmm.
And it will be very, very clear. If you go through Google, there will be a little entry in Google that will give you a very, very good idea about who I'm talking about.
Oh, see, you got to make us work.
Yeah, come on. It's like a little treasure hunt.
And you know how many people are so when you do it and it not an address, it's just the number will come up?
Just type in the number. Type in 56083.
Okay.
Into Google and hit enter. And I promise you it will not take long for you to figure out who I'm talking about.
Okay, well, it gives you...
You're doing it right now, aren't you?
No, you know I'm cheating. You know that I got to know it. Because I will tell you this. It gives you a whole bunch of stuff like zip codes, Amazon numbers. You know, it gives me everything under the sun. I'm going to need to bring this down a little closer because it might be, are you trying to say go buy my album? Because it gives you Amazon, right?
No. It's not even written anywhere in the album. Just Google that number, and I promise you, if there are, it will indicate a clue to who I'm talking about. Saxophone player. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big giant clue. It's going to be pretty in your face when you figure it out.
Is it David Sanborn?
No. Why would you say that?
Because it went on page 2 when I clicked on here on the second look.
Uh-huh.
It says Sanborn AccuWeather for that zip code.
that could very well be it.
Oh, see, you're going to make me have to really work today.
It could very well be the case.
Oh, man. I see. That's Steve. Next time I talk to you, I'm going to have to remind you how much time I spent.
But think about it. How much fun was that?
A lot. It was. I mean, I'm finding out about 56083 in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm like, I ain't know that. So you are something else. Well, I can clearly tell from the last time I saw you and talked to you till now, your heart and soul and mind are connected on gratitude. And it is absolutely my privilege to get a chance to talk with you on Artist of the Week.
Oh, it's my privilege to be considered for Artist Week. Oh. And I got to tell you, I love running into you at shows. It's always such a pleasure to see you.
Because you get a hug, right?
I do. I get a big, giant hug. That's like the best part.
I know. Everybody's like, give my hug, Sergey. But I just, I believe that we're on Earth for a specified time. And, we can either make it pleasant or we can make it not. And I just choose to make my encounters pleasant. Because you never know, you might be entertaining angels. You don't know that. You could be one, okay? You could. You go. Now, Steve, I appreciate you so much. Tell the audience how to keep up with your schedule and all the contact information, social, and et cetera.
Yeah, so all the usual suspects, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My website is stevecole.net. It's brand new. We just kind of gave it a little bit of a facelift, and all the dates are there. The next place that I will be is in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay,
at the Low Country Jazz Festival on the 31st. Then it's off to Chicago, September 7th, and Birmingham, and actually Hoover, Alabama, on the 14th of September. Oh my goodness, I got a lot of miles coming up, and then. Melbourne, Florida, and Boca Raton, Florida, at the end of September, and then I'm keeping going.
Yeah, please do that, because I know eventually you'll say Nashville one of these days. And
Okay. What am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to just, you know, set up a saxophone and a microphone at Bongo Java or something like that and just kind of be like, hey, come on in for a cup of coffee. Come on. How you doing?
You can set it up on this campus. I ain't mad at you.
There you go.
Now, Steve, also, this interview that we did today, we record the Artist of the Week interviews now. So in your leisure, go up on SharonKay's411.com website, and the podcast of all the interviews are up there. So you can, if you have a down day, you can play this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it'll lift you up.
Brighten it up right away.
That's it. Steve, we love you. We thank you so much, and look forward to your great music in the years to come.
Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be good to see you
soon, hopefully. It is. Absolutely.
Wait for my hug.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Okay, that is saxophonist Steve Coe.